not legislation to solve the nationwide madness. United States.
The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database. It contains a lot of useful information about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase. And we're going to change that by requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
Death row inmate Lee Hall is dead after being executed Thursday night. Hall, who was legally blind, was sentenced to death for killing his ex-girlfriend in 1991. Hasn't been
reporter Will Clark
because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans. Thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the
database. Hall is believed to be only the second blind person to be executed after the death penalty was reinstated in 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
By requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is, even no matter what the background check says, can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
Death row inmate Lee Hall is dead after being executed Thursday night. Hall, who was legally blind, was sentenced to death for killing his ex-girlfriend in 1991. Reporter Will Clark recounts Hall's last words.
At 7:14, the warden asked him if he had any final words. He did ask for a drink of water, and then the final words, and what I caught was, people need to learn forgiveness and love and make this world a better place.
Hall is believed to be only the second blind person to be executed after the death penalty was reinstated in 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service.
The mission of Tech Today is to demystify
HMC.
I'm your host,
Chris Bianco. Visit us on the web
at
www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
The murderer who opened fire Friday morning at a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida, killing three people, has been identified as
and
an
now,
aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Now investigators are looking into whether the attack is terrorism-related. Mayor Grover Robinson has a message for the Pensacola community.
This is a resilient community. We will overcome this, but today this is certainly a tragic day.
You're listening to Now It's the News.
Prayers with all of them.
I'm Derek Blair.
Let me say, for those of you locally, if you have no business over on this part of Warrington, please do not come over here. Everything is closed down.
Wall Street is reacting favorably to a big jobs report released on Friday.
Thank you so much.
The Labor Department reported 266,000 jobs were created in November. Currently, the Dow is up over 300 points in trading, and the NASDAQ and S&P are also up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Of the title. Did you know we meet him as a boy in the 1930s in the Soviet Union, and he is trained by Russian
is over $16,000 per household.
Inserted into Nazi Germany before the war, and when the war begins, he manages to join the German army as an intelligence officer.
Wouldn't it be great if we could?
A classic Russian mold.
Over 15 years,
and the plot of the novel deals with a German plan to assassinate Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin. during the Tehran conference in 1943. Your monthly
payments. Now, it's really fascinating to think about as a historical alternative possibility, because not many times in history do you get the three late leaders.
That's 800-804-7383. Three great
leaders of the Allies all in one place. And it really is an opportunity for mayhem. They met together to plot strategy against the Nazis in Iran, the three of them together. And I imagine you had a lot of interesting times sort of ferreting out the possibilities, just thinking about, wow, these guys are in one place.
The coalition of activists call themselves Shut Churchill down D.C. and they blocked several roads near
well,
the World
there was
Bank
an actual
in the K
German
Street
plan
Northwest Corridor,
Operation
as well as Foggy
Jump
Bottom
and
the White House vicinity. At one point, protesters were being physically removed from the streets by police. The group says they wanted to shut down business as usual for the financial institutions that profit off the climate crisis and immigrant detention. The same group staged similar demonstrations back in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The House is considering legislation to bolster voting rights in the United States. Democrats claim the bill would restore the full strength of the
We're
Voting Rights Act.
William Christie, he's the author of A Single Spy. Now, we have a lot of interesting circumstances in the world today. We have our own set of intrigues and espionages. We have Russia supposedly trying to hack into the United States, possibly France now, given what we see in the last week. We have all sorts of assumptions about what could be going on to undermine and infiltrate the North Korean regime from outside and prevent them from testing missiles. We have involvement in Syria, in the Middle East. I ask you, I mean, this is said to a degree in the Middle East because it's Iran. But
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve the nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
One of the biggest problems with existing background check systems has nothing to do with the database.
Even when they were
alive about criminal history, but most of it can't be used actually to deny a purchase.
Literally,
change that
decades, if not a generation,
to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun.
Might come to fruition.
Because just having a background check isn't enough. The question is
whether you're talking about
what the background check says. Can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
Death row inmate Lee Hall is dead after being executed Thursday night. Hall, who was legally blind, was sentenced to death for killing his ex-girlfriend in 1991. Reporter Will Clark recounts Hall's last words.
And we know also that during the Tehran I know that during the Yalta conference they had bugged the quarters of FDR and Churchill, so they were certainly engaging in
love and make this world a better place.
As a matter of fact,
Hall is believed to be only the second blind person to be executed after the death penalty was reinstated in 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A ploy in order to get Roosevelt to stay in the Soviet embassy in Tehran during the conference, which he did, because the U.S. embassy was at the outskirts of Tehran, and the Soviet and British embassies were literally across the street from each other.
How many people brought to life awake? Well, that's interesting. Okay, so they were engaging in it definitely, even at that point. So at what level, I mean, you're talking historical fiction here, but at what level was the Soviet spy apparatus at that point? Is this something that you think they could have actually potentially pulled off?
Oh, absolutely. No question. As a matter of fact, I'm totally convinced that they did bug the Americans in the Soviet embassy, and they did rummage through their briefing papers, particularly because during World War II, we were particularly naive about the Soviets. Again, we assumed that they were our allies against the Germans.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
So how did you get interested in this sort of thing? And we're speaking with William Christie, who's the author of the historical fiction Single Spy. How did you get into this particular
greetings,
line?
Greetings, couch potatoes across the country,
historian?
Around the world,
are you
on the
more
radio,
of a,
on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at
Movies.
On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new films, Toy Story 4.
And I always wrote
Child's Play, and Anna, plus a retro review of the Robin Williams
This was
Black
an idea
Mirror
that I had
movie,
the percolating in the back of my head for quite some time.
I'm also going to be talking about some news,
I wanted
the trailer
to write
park, and the home cinema roundup with a spotlight
fiction,
on the Universal Horror Collection Volume 1 featuring Karloff and Lugosi in The Black Cat,
well,
The Raven,
it's
The
interesting
Invisible
because
Ray,
we see
Black
a lot of
first, if you
new
get in touch
and
with
worthy
me, you can
iterations
email me at
on that.
At that
I'd like to get your take on the Man
you can leave
in the High
me a voicemail
Castle
at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
I've just delivered a second novel to my publisher, which deals with America in 1941.
A couple pieces of small news here that I wanted to hit. One of them is
the
fact that something I predicted earlier this year, and I'm absolutely right, and that is Avengers Endgame is going to be re-releasing in
the
theaters, coinciding with Spider-Man Far From Home. Now they're re-releasing it with a little bit of extra unseen footage of
trying to get us into the war,
some post-credit stuff that they're going to be doing, and to give a little extra boost to the box office. And the only reason they're really doing this, I mean, they're doing it maybe to cross promote with Spider-Man, but the real reason they're doing this is that movie is just $45 million away from breaking the all-time worldwide record that Avatar
World War II, you know,
which is
a national cause
billions of dollars, but it's $45 million dollars away. That's why it's going out back in theaters. And I don't know, it's not going
to
make that necessarily
it's very easy
in America,
to see that if there had been,
just enough
heaven
over the
forbid,
finish line. And Disney has been known
coordinated
to keep things
grand strategy on the
just long enough to reach their
milestones. Japan and Italy.
Another piece of news, which I find perplexing.
We might never have gotten into the war.
Jason Blum and
Britain
Jamie Lee Curtis
isolated.
Were taking pictures
Russia
of themselves and
on,
tweeting it
on
out,
the ropes,
going, we're planning
and,
things,
and you can
of
easily
course
see
implying
where,
that they're getting ready to do another
Hitler
Halloween,
as
which
unlikely
is great. I loved
his quest
Greer's
for power
Halloween.
Was to begin with because of
my
the laxity of the Allies in the lead-up to World War II could have triumphed and essentially been leader of the world.
It's starting in September, and it's not at all bothered by the fact that it has a 2020 release date, I'm assuming.
Is
sometime
that
in October,
in retrospect, it all
very similar to what
inevitable.
Happened with
we
the Halloween
back
movie
at
they did last
Private
year.
Ryan and,
I'm all for that, and I love
the
fact that Jason Blum is following
to ourselves,
the
oh, well, of course we were
80s slasher business
of
plan
we were
of
succeed,
cranking
but,
them out with short schedules and small
no
budgets so you
guaranteed.
Can have a, you know, a series go through just a couple
book,
years,
which
is great.
Thriller,
and that's exactly how
history,
movies like Halloween and Friday the 13th did so well in the 80s in the first place.
And invaded Britain.
My biggest beef is everyone's calling it Halloween 2.
All the way,
this last Halloween was a direct sequel to Halloween. That makes this last movie,
right.
If anything,
he made the
Halloween
choice,
2.
Really,
and is this one
going to
be Halloween 3?
Invade the Soviet Union.
Figure out how
himself.
You're going to name these stupid movies, or just
that
make
was
it Halloween.
That he easily could
say,
have made in the
Halloween.
Opposite direction.
And just call it Halloween 2020.
The U.S. would have been
because
faced
at this
with
point,
the choice
the Halloween
of
movies
having
are so
to
insane with their titling
do
that it makes no sense.
Atlantic, which
but as long as you keep Rob Zombie as
take
far
a look at a single spy
possible,
speaking with William Christie. He is the author of that
news,
book,
I think
A Fine Work of Historical Fiction.
Mr. Christie,
thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
The works of writing
listening
a new
to Now
Hunger
It's
Games
the News,
movie,
I'm Derek Blair.
Which takes place, I think it's around the 10th Hunger Games, so it's well earlier than Katniss Everdeen existed. So you're not going to get Jennifer Lawrence in the movie, and I don't think you would have
so
gotten it anyways.
Down
I think
do
she would have been like, look, guys,
and
I
you look at all your monthly costs
that,
and your bills and your income,
I mean, thank
and it
you,
seems
it
like there's
great,
never
propel me
quite
to superstardom, but
enough.
I got other things on my plate.
You know what would really help.
And it's the same reason why she got out of the X-Men movies.
To help
I mean, that was great
out.
For her to be in
that is the
X-Men
typical
first
savings,
class,
$500 a month for a family when you switch to
MediShare
for your health care.
But you're not
going to and when it comes to
health
care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years.
Going
and has more than 400,000 members.
Films.
It's been
now,
around
course,
so long and grown so
just
much
because
they want to
generate more money,
it works.
Apparently,
and whether
Suzanne
you're single
Collins
or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget
a
lot
on
more fun.
Or just want some
$500 a month
and that's
can
fine.
More than cover
go
a car
ahead,
payment or payback
out.
Loans, whatever.
I'm all for that.
So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to.
It's going to be very similar to the Fantastic Beasts movies.
855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE. 95,
well,
90
did better
Bible.
Overseas, but it did okay. Mike, but it wasn't nearly
Let's
as strong as the other Harry Potter movies.
Are you an employee
and
or employer,
one, the Crimes of Grindelwald,
a coach, a negotiator, a manager, a salesperson? Need help navigating this new world
actually,
we all find ourselves in? Learn from
and
more than three decades
of
direct management and negotiating
and
experience
at
a professor
in
business management. Politics? You betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true, process-driven victories. Management by measurement. Full circle documented communications.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the
Let's
Movies
get
with
passionate
Kevin Carr.
About our
that
business,
sounds
our
time
career,
to roll into the trailer
and success. Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's draw on what's
the
worked
first one
for some
I want to talk
of the most successful
the
employees and employers in America.
Movie.
Our next event,
which
the day's in Grayling, Michigan, July 16th.
And I think
reserve your seating at TalkMyQ.com or call
616-405-3420.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
What?
Brought to you by Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice
hey,
of the...
Put on your happiest faces because the Banana Split Show is about to begin. Now the show can go on forever and ever and ever.
I remember the Banana Splits when I was a little kid. It was an early 70s cartoon, the sort of wrap-around variety show thing that was as not quite as psychedelic as the Sid and Marty Krofft stuff, like H.R. Puff and stuff or anything like that. But it was still bonkers and crazy. And what they do is they'd have these little sketches and almost like a children's laugh where they have these little sketches that tied together.
This is Tony Clark, power planner at Patton Heidi
and
Associates.
And they had this TV
Americans
series
believe
called Danger
they should be
Island,
in charge of their own future,
pretty terrible,
how they
but
will live
cool.
tomorrow.
Like directed by, like, think
Since
Richard
1894,
time,
Ameriprise Financial has worked
Superman
for their clients'
the
futures, helping millions of Americans
yeah,
retire on their terms.
And I remember they actually had
when they want,
the series
where
of
they
them,
want,
the, in the credits,
doing
they'd
what
be
they
driving
want.
Around or running around
Today,
Kings Island.
Today, Patton Heidi
is,
and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services,
and I remember going there in the 70s.
The vision of always putting clients
first.
We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship.
This is a scary film.
Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals.
Where the giant
Call today at
908-713-6600.
Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.,
and Bill Finra, and SIPC. They would run screaming into their parents' offices. I could get into this. Like I said, the idea of a Five Nights at Freddy's movies has always intrigued a lot of fanboys, and I think
Did
it could be cool. This might be a nice way to dip your toe into it and see
over
how well it does work.
Committees that you can participate
the next
in.
One I want to hit really quickly is Good Boys, which opens on August 16th.
I'm having a party tomorrow. You in?
Yeah.
Can Thor and Loki come? They're so random. They're my best friends. We do everything together. There's so many girls at the party. You know what that means?
Trauma.
No.
The voice of business.
You do not want to go to Soren's party not knowing how to kiss.
We can spy on my neighbor. She's a total nymphomaniac.
She starts fires.
Yeah, this is what happens when you don't respect women.
I respect women.
And now,
my best
it's
friend.
The news.
What about me?
I am always sort of come and gone with my affinity towards these movies of kids doing inappropriate things on an all-night or all-day bender type thing. Superbad was
You're
funny, but some of these
the
movies
news?
Can get
I'm
kind
Gary
of...
Blair.
I don't know, a nihilistic or... I don't appreciate some of them,
push,
even when I was a kid,
and
you know.
It's
stuff like, what was the one,
Rock
The Wildlife or something like that? I've never been...
Climb.
Wild on these.
Wall,
the one reason I think
El
this
Capitan.
Might be kind of fun is because
Tommy, welcome
kids
to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being
young,
here.
And everything that
yeah, thank you.
To
it's great to be
around
here.
Them, they have
so
no idea what it is.
I've been to
and it's them
several
in these inappropriate
times.
Situations,
sure
but
there are many
literally
in our
not have enough experience,
of,
which I think plays
have,
to the comedy better,
and never
as opposed to having like that movie mid-90s that came out last year where you got
this
11 or 12-year-old that's talking about doing extremely inappropriate stuff against
and
so, anyways, I'm looking forward to that one. This one could be funny. But who knows? August release, you never
know.
And that's it for this segment.
Yeah,
I need
so when you drive into Yosemite Valley, you see this glowing, bright, gigantic monolith that is so big that it's like hard to comprehend. And most people
you sit
that
down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been
all
around so long and grown so much because
knobs that extend
it
from the side,
and whether you're single
and,
or married or have kids,
by about,
this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans,
you know, many,
whatever.
Many
so join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to.
855-90-BIBLE.
That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Yeah, it is in my family. My dad was a mountain guide. I started climbing when I was 3 years old.
Let's change the subject. Are you an employer or employer, a coach, a negotiator, a manager, a salesperson? Need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in? Learn from more than three decades of direct management and negotiating experience and a professor of business management. Politics? You betcha. Understanding the politics of business is crucial to your success. This isn't about the latest fad. It's about tried and true, process-driven victories. Management by measure.
Like having little kids at the crash was very strange. But now it's actually relatively common that there's like a thing
success.
Called adventure parenting.
Let's not reinvent the wheel. Let's draw on what's
so your dad
some
was
of the most successful employees and employers
yeah,
in America.
Yeah, he was a visionary.
Our next
for sure.
event,
wow.
Blazing,
that, that's,
Grayling,
that's,
Michigan, July 16th. Reserve
to,
your seating
for a
at talkmikeyou.com or call 616-405-3420.
This is your life's goal and passion.
Advancing Hunterdon is an
when I was a teenager, I started doing climbing competitions. You know, indoor artificial walls were being developed, and I just got so obsessed with the sport of climbing, but doing it as a profession didn't really exist. So I never really saw that as my future. But I was, you know, one of the lucky few that, you know, got to be the first. You know, when companies started to realize that they could actually, that it was advantageous to have people representing their gear, I was like one of the first people to do that. So I just kind of.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
You're speaking with Tommy
Brought
Caldwell.
To you by
he's
Hunterdon
the
County
of the
Chamber
push.
Of Commerce,
he was
the voice
the
of business.
Person to
this
climb
is Tony Clark,
wall,
para planner at Patton Heidi and Associates.
Of
Americans
Capitan
believe they should be in charge
Yosemite.
Of their own future,
when did you
how
first
they will live tomorrow.
That
since 1894,
challenge.
Ameriprise Financial has worked for their
for?
Clients' futures, helping
so
millions of Americans
LCAP
retire
has,
on their terms.
Know, 100 different
when they want,
on it,
where they want,
and,
doing what they want.
And maybe you know,
today,
30 different
Patton
free
Heidi
climbs.
And Associates,
so, you
a financial
know, you
advisory
have to know a little bit about climbing, but the free climbing, you're basically
services,
climbing with ropes,
remains true to the vision
but you're
always
actually climbing
clients
the rock
first.
Faces. So there's,
we are ready
you know,
to help
I think
you
15
put a
different
confident
routes,
retirement
actually.
More
and so I did all these existing
the
routes
of
that
planning
look possible
to work for you
from afar, like
through
a climber can look up there
and
imagine a way to climb them
because
you're following these
crack systems
or there's weaknesses in the wall. The
Don
wall is different. It looks blank. It doesn't look like there's anything to hold on to. But I knew so much about that
offices
wall that
located
when
at
you
1318
get close, there are these tiny
31
little
North, Annandale, New Jersey.
Just right, you can learn to
investment
grab
advisory
them
products
and
services
together.
Are made available
so
to Ameriprise
really
Financial Services Inc.
Me,
a registered
like
investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial
anyway.
Services Inc.
So
member
was most
FINRA
of it just planning it out, mapping it out.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the ambassador.
There was about
committee
a year
of chamber.
Finding the
As
route,
members
you know,
of the ambassador's
taking these big long
route new,
ropes
and
descending down
the
wall and
to get their
back
feedback
and forth
on their chamber
and looking for the holes.
Make them feel
like
more
some
at
of them
home
are
with
just
the
size of like the edge of a credit card and so you're trying to find a massive hole in one business. Find the trail and that gives a year. And then the 6 years after that was rehearsing the actual moves. It's very much like a gymnastics routine or something where to be successful, you have to execute it perfectly. So you're doing a lot of hanging on ropes, rehearsing the moves.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. We are going to jump
really
right into the
news.
Movie reviews with
wow.
a scary
and
movie.
And then what was
I always
the
think it's funny
like
that they
itself,
have scary movies and horror movies come out in the summer. To me, horror movie time is October. That is the fall. And you can have them come out in late September.
Of,
But October's when you have horror movies. And I love horror movies, and I'd love to see horror movies come out year-round, and they kind of do. But generally when the horror movies come out in mid-November...
Yeah, there was all those. I mean, the final 19 days was just incredibly dramatic. I had trained so hard for it that I was quite ready. I went there in the best shape of my life.
A lot of smaller, low-budget,
made quick work of most of the climbing. My climbing partner, on the other hand, wasn't as experienced.
That's when you're
going to
start seeing stuff.
And he started failing about halfway up the route and spent about a week of just not being able to get by this one section. And, you know, everybody that was following the news like, oh, is Tommy going to fail on his partner and go to the top without him? And it really became this big testament to, like, brotherhood and, you know, dreaming big. And, yeah, it was just an incredibly
But for some reason, horror movies are coming out this summer. We have a whole bunch.
I'm so glad you've had a chance to tell me a story, and I don't want you to give everything away here because I want people
that,
to go and buy
Child's
the book.
Play,
it's
the
remake by Tommy
which
Caldwell.
Is out this weekend.
Thank you for doing what you do and
this
acting as an
inspiration. This reboot of the Killer Doll franchise finds a Child's Doll that can network
it,
with
Tommy
an
Caldwell,
entire smart house, and when its safety
on,
protocols are disabled, it becomes very dangerous.
I think Tommy did something.
Andy, Florida if you know something,
you better tell me.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your camera cars.
Chucky is a toy.
Florida,
it could be anywhere.
Welcome to your dazzling car.
We have to stop him.
I'm coming. We made the call. Goodbye,
Andy.
I remember when the first Child's Play came out. I went and saw it. I saw it actually with my dad.
Collins was celebrating his 56th birthday.
I think it was on a Sunday
night. Called 911.
And what's weird is I was tempted to go to the exact same theater that I saw it back in the 80s because
he was arrested.
It's still open.
On charges of disorderly intoxication.
Three times since.
And misuse.
But I do remember which movie theater I saw it at. And it was a passable horror movie. It wasn't
Eric
anything
Blair.
That really like broke any records or made a huge splash when it happened. It's just it was such a great killer doll movie. And of course, then they made a couple sequels.
I'm Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening
and
to Now
those.
It's
and then
the
they
News
went
with Derek
the bride
Blair.
Of Chucky and the scene of Chucky and me. And then they brought it back with the Curse of Chucky and then the Cult of Chucky for these home video versions that were all consistent with that original series that was originally created by Tom Holland when he made that first movie back in the late 80s. They've decided to reboot it, and I remember when that happened, the first thing, everyone rolls their eyes, including me, everyone rolls their eyes and goes, do you really need to do this?
Wouldn't
and
it
I did
be
back
great
off and
to
I said,
your
you know,
windows
maybe
in a whole new life?
Fun with it
do it right. Call your local neighborhood
I am
experts.
Okay with
budget blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus, smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with budget blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why budget blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now, that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only, ask for details.
I love Mark Hamill. I think he does a great job with the voice. But
USA
he's not
Radio
given
News
enough stuff to
Tim
really
Burke.
Go evil the way Brad
the
Dorf
murderer
was
who opened fire Friday morning
movie.
At a naval air station
movie,
in Pensacola, Florida,
the soul
killing three
of serial
people,
killer
has been identified as an
escape,
aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Now investigators are looking
and there's
into
also
whether
a really
the attack
insidious nature
is terrorism-related. Mayor Grover Robinson has
a
message for the Pensacola community.
This is a resilient community. We will overcome this, but today this is certainly a tragic day. Our thoughts and prayers are with all of them.
And in this movie, they
let me say for those of you locally,
like said,
if you
okay
have no business over on this part of Warrington, please do not come over here. Everything is closed down.
Never quite
Wall Street is reacting favorably
like
to a big jobs report released
Andy.
On Friday.
And
the
so
Labor
he,
Department reported 266,000 jobs
anymore,
were created
so
in November. Currently, the Dow was up over 300 points in trading, and the NASDAQ and S&P are also up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Foster kids.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarus. Listen carefully to another great
from one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. The impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Desperately trying to be relevant with the smart house type stuff, that they lose the essence of one of the really scary part of, or even just the unnerving part of Chucky. This would have been better if they would have just not had Chucky in it at all. Just
and now, as it's the
a
news.
Smart house that went nuts. That could they could have mined for horror, but otherwise you're comparing it constantly to the original, and you're like, well, why do you have a child's toy running the house? I understand having an Alexa module.
You're listening to Now It's the News.
Like that. So it just doesn't even make sense.
We're speaking today with
it
David Owen.
It never gets the last word
he
supposed to.
New Yorker
it never
writer
follows through
and the author
when
of
it should.
Where the Water Goes.
The kid's kind of a punk. His friends are awful.
David Owen,
his mom
to
played
the
by
news.
Aubrey
thank
Plaza.
You so much for being here today.
Is a terrible mother.
So my first question
and they
is,
never sort of reconcile any of this. It's just
because
they,
we're always hearing
here and they don't come
about
out like
how much water growing.
At the very least,
is,
something you
I mean,
can learn from
do we just
harm?
Need to just kill those off? Or,
so,
or
yeah,
what's
this
the deal
new child's play is an absolute waste
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, they're totally often at the top of people's list. They, you know, let's get rid of golf. Let's get rid of almonds. Let's stop shipping hay
you're
to China.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr.
Water issues are much more, much bigger than that. And
Luc Besson directs this high action thriller about a beautiful woman who also
a trick that you can pull out of your hat to make it all go away.
All time.
Well, that's good because
and I like almonds.
I love almonds too. I just hate them. Frankly, I think almonds are
this hotel at 137
alternative to regular flour.
Do you notice anything
I
suspicious?
Love them, I just wouldn't want
like
to
what?
So I'm very glad to hear that. If not issuing almonds,
did you look at the hotel security cameras?
Do we do? I mean, are we at the point where we are running out of
you have next
water,
to get this in Paris. There'll be no backup.
California has had its cup
which
runneth
way?
Over.
I did not
literally.
Get to see this one. It was on screen.
We had so many years of drought, and that seems
it.
To
like
be what happens more often than not, especially in the West.
Strong women beating the heck out of all these people in international locations.
How much
I mean,
we have available
saw that
to us.
In Nikita. You saw that in
well, we have lots of water, and we're not going to run out.
Many times before. I mean, the only thing that I think he would have liked better in the Taken movies
more careful
if
with our water
was
than
a
we
tall
have
statuesque woman.
The Colorado River
like
is interesting because we
movie.
Use it up entirely.
Good
it
for
it doesn't
this
get all the way
stuff.
To the end anymore.
I gotta say, it preemptively sucks because they never
in
showed
the West,
it to me.
That's a big,
but
that's
even
a,
though I have
it's
to
a big deal. The health of the Colorado is the health of the West, and the health of the West is really the health of the country. So it's something we have to deal with.
That's it for the segment.
That river, you know, that one river.
Come back and be talking about the other
huge river. It's 1,000 miles shorter than the Mississippi. The Mississippi carries the entire annual flow of the Colorado River every couple of weeks. And yet the Colorado River supports supplies water to almost 40 million
right.
people.
Call your local
it irrigates 6
experts.
Million acres
budget
of agriculture.
Lines.
So
you'll
when the Colorado's
style
in trouble,
and personalized service for every budget.
The West is in
we
trouble, and when the West
right
is in trouble, we're
home.
In trouble. If
so
you,
can choose from
eat your fruits and vegetables
blinds,
during the
shades,
winter,
shutters,
as I'm
and
sure you do, the,
smart home
you're eating fruits
you
and vegetables that come from farmland that was irrigated with water from the Colorado River. So even far away, it's
number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget,
on
we
the Colorado
really
River
mean it.
Agriculture,
so let's get your home
and,
a whole lot of gorgeous.
I mean,
or
get your drinking
free
water,
consultation
I,
right
I would
at home.
Would,
just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS for your free consultation
right at home.
Now,
in the Colorado River Basin, at least 80% of the water goes to irrigating farmland, and the largest single user is the Imperial Valley.
in California.
USA Radio News with
people
Tim
who are at Coachella right now. That's at the other on the other side of the Salton
Friday
Sea.
Morning
it's
at
the
Naval Air Station in Pensacola,
Coachella,
Florida.
Also that
killing
air three people
district
has
been identified as an aviation student from Saudi Arabia.
So, yes.
Now investigators are looking into whether
in Colorado,
the attack is terrorism-related.
State of Colorado.
Mayor Grover Robinson has a message
who
for
the live
Pensacola
west of the
community.
Sort of
this is a resilient community.
People who live east of the mountains for stealing their water
today.
From
this is
carrying it over the Continental Divide. But
with all of them.
Denver uses maybe 2% of the state's water. Most of what gets used is used
in irrigated
farmland.
Wall Street
and
is reacting favorably
how do we
to a
deal
big
with
jobs
that
report released on Friday.
Are,
the Labor Department
this,
reported 266,000 jobs
is it
were
a matter
created
of just
in November.
Picking and
currently, the Dow is up over 300 points in trading, and the NASDAQ
land?
And S&P are also
honestly,
up.
I
and you're listening
many,
to USA
great food comes
Radio
from
News.
Is the Imperial Valley really the best?
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth.
You know,
the world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier.
If you look at the
pictures China trade wars. Fed money
that
bumping, which are creating
like
bubbles
it.
That burst any
desert.
Day
I mean,
now, with one exception,
brown,
gold
from,
and silver, which are currently
Earth.
Undervalued
there,
and have
there
excellent
actually
growth
a lot
potential
of advantages
in 2020.
To,
so here's another irresistible
like
offer
that.
To help you cash in on
when
asset
I went to visit a farmer in the Imperial Valley,
my sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This exclusive offer to my listeners by
the reason is that throws off all their planning. And he showed me he had the stats the size of a Unabridged dictionary of his planting schedule for his 3,000 acres of farmland. And he knew to this day when he was going to plant these various varieties of onions and lettuce, the day when he was going to thin them, the day when he was going to harvest them, all in rotation, so that it was like this ballet moving over the acreage. And you don't do that in the Midwest, where a single big storm can wipe out everything.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr.
You don't know when you plant something, you don't know when you're going to harvest it, you don't know when you harvest it, when you're going to plant again. So,
part of the reason is
and because it's so warm, they get more than one crop
of like Dumbo,
in a season.
Which
so
exactly lighting the box office on fire. All of their remakes
turned out there are a lot of advantages to growing things in a desert
very,
as long
well.
As you can get the water there. So,
so let's take a look at that right now.
What the issue
Woody
is there.
And the rest of the toys find
and
a
if we want
Bonnie's
you know, fresh food, fresh food at times when we're not growing things where we live, then we depend on places.
Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
Woody, we have a situation. I am not a toy. I was made for soup, salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Buzz, we've got to get Forky.
Why are we seeing this come to the fore right
why
now?
Why am I alive? You're Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
I think in the West
there's
especially,
several ways
there's
to
a
look
kind
at
of
this
a...
One
of
them is just the artistry of
the
film.
Anything that looks like federal
computer-generated graphics in this
intervention
movie
and,
are jaw-dropping.
You see that, has gotten you
so
see that among water
this,
users, too. At the same
if you
time,
didn't
among
know
water
it was
users, the entire
CGI,
infrastructural network that carries water from the Colorado River
from
to farmland in the Imperial Valley
the starts
to
off, it's raining,
water
and it looks
users
like
in California, in Arizona, in Utah, carries it in some cases hundreds of miles from the river.
In the computer,
none of that would exist without
there's a lot
the federal
of chaotic
government.
Movement
the Hoover Dam
and,
is the big,
managed,
is the big sort of poster child
and they nail
federal
the
project
and look
that
and then
made,
you go back and look at the original Toy Story, which
that
if you
made
recall,
a number
the
of these interventions possible.
CGI
it was farmers in California who initially
it's
called
done on
for
home computer.
The construction of the Hoover
I mean,
Dam.
I there's some stuff that looks really cool
their problem
in there. There's
then
still
was
some textures that are neat.
Getting enough water was the fact that they had to deal with too much. When the Colorado was a wild river, it would periodically
that
flood across their
they
fields and bury them
movie.
Under silt. And
the,
those farmers
that
wanted
a
dam that
CGI
would
cat,
in the river that
would
make it possible
it
to control the flow of the water and protect
and
their farmland.
Blows my mind how good the animation
so there's,
is in
there's
this movie.
And
I find it funny
you know,
because
they
originally did Toy Story because
people who irrigate with groundwater, farmers who irrigate with groundwater, usually it's because of the rural electrification, a federal program that in the 1930s brought
electric power to places that it was not economical to bring it otherwise. And it was that electric power that enabled farmers to tap groundwater under their fields and irrigate. You see, when you fly across the country and you see center, you see the big round green circles. Those are center pivot irrigated fields. And right in the center of that circle is a well that taps underlying groundwater. Without major federal investment, none of that would exist either. That you
expect. Man, and I thought it was the aliens all this time.
It looks like it.
Especially from this distance. You never know. The truth might be out there.
In two different ways.
Now it's the news. I'm Derek Blair.
On the other side, you know what it's like to be a parent, having to deal with sometimes the difficult issues with toys and breaking away and leaving home and understanding imagination versus reality. And there's all these things that, like you'd expect from any Pixar movie, it doesn't. It's beautiful. And here's the big but. As
I will put her in the situation room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
If you were to say, just take this as a movie, standalone film, is it wonderful? Yes, it's a beautiful movie. It's got a sweet story. It's got great characters. It's got some very funny moments. It's got some surprising things and some unique, creative, out-of-the-box stuff. And also, they do take the toys somewhere different than we have seen it. That was one of the always the struggle is
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's like value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution.
I thought it was good.
Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Retail Personnel is an ASA certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm, providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ
you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. Let's talk about the final cut.
The best talent that fits
this past weekend, I did
access to top talent
a movie marathon with my kids. We always run it well into the night.
We guarantee
and we watch six movies with trailers and short films and cartoons and everything like that. And I have seen enough movies that I love to pick movies that the kids haven't seen. I'm not just going to put in Star Wars and movies that everybody's seen in my house. I just said, I want to get some that are different or stuff they've never seen before.
Did you know?
Or stuff that they haven't seen
County
since
Chamber
they were little.
So
one of them I picked was the Final Cut. Part of the reason I picked it is because
from focus
it has
on business
this connective tissue with
economic
Black Mirror episodes
like
that we're now all watching.
Expo.
It has that
contact
stuff
the Chamber for more information today.
And it's a forgotten film. It doesn't get much love. It came out in 2004 and it stars Robin Williams. And the story is he's in this futuristic time,
the voice
that's
of
sort
business.
Of like a parallel existence future. Implants record our memories in order for a video memorial to be constructed after the
I the generation.
And now, it's the news.
We're speaking with David Owen. He's the author of Where the Water Goes.
I heard you were the
dead,
best.
Along the
my
river.
Husband is a great man,
so,
Mr. Ackman.
When I was a very
he
young
deserves
person,
to be remembered as a great man.
It's a strange profession you have, isn't it, Alan? You take people's lives, make lies out of them.
Deletion confirmed.
We had a, you do have something that I need, though.
What could I possibly handle you want?
I take sands. I'm clean.
It's yellow.
Bannister's implant
yellow,
is evidence.
Brown,
I've always been fascinated by the idea
and,
of
and
memory.
And that was part
and that
of a water
thing.
Conservation
and
program.
One of the things this thing does unflinchingly
in
is
recent years, and only just recently ended, also under cover of Jerry Brown.
Real memory. Is
that the future versus individual water conservation really what we need to do?
More in this,
or what is the larger structural solution to this problem?
Black Mirror uses that implant technology.
Well, you know, like everything, it's much more complicated than it seems like before you look into it. I can use the example of Las Vegas, where something like 93% of water that goes down a drain gets used again. It goes into its processed, it's recycled, and it's used again. So if you flush water down the drain, you're not losing it. It's going into the system. If you put it on your yard, it's leaving the system until it reemerged someplace as rain somewhere else. So in Las Vegas, which has some of the most stringent conservation rules in the country, they don't really care whether you let it mellow or
flush it down
before you flush it. Because it doesn't, you know, they want you to flush it because they can use it again. What they don't want you to do is to put it in your yard. It's a tricky business.
Know that if you're going to be watching,
there's a lot of moving parts.
You may doze off,
and it's hard. That's why, you know, simply,
fascinating,
you know,
because
letting allowing almonds to go extinct would not
wouldn't
really get us anywhere.
Memories,
got it. So
my certainly not killing golf. Certainly,
the right
can't get rid of golf
memories, and because the whole thing is well,
so my 20-minute shower, basically okay. My the golf course that I was planning in my backyard, not so.
Well, if you didn't know you had this chip,
well,
if you knew that people
it
could
depends
want
on
you die,
what your municipality does with water. If the water that goes down the drain just disappears, it's all the same. But if you're in a place where there's an effort made to reuse water, then it does make a difference.
You see there, David Owen, you are defying my insistence on coming up with a simplistic solution to the problem.
Every simplistic solution I came up with to some of the people have very, very good arguments against. It's interesting because it is so complex. And then once you know, even if you decide, why are we
say the final cut?
Okay, so I accept the fact that we're going
to
grow lettuce in Southern California. Why are we making wine in Western Colorado?
Excellent.
That's
it.
Why are we using water for that?
When I come back, I'm going to be talking about the box office and the home cinema roundup.
At the same time, people in Western Colorado, that wine industry supports an enormous tourist trade, and so every time you tinker with one piece, you end up moving a lot of other pieces, and you kind of have to move all the pieces at once.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018.
Willing to
when your portfolio
at least try to do.
Well, David Owen, I feel like you and I are
early in your retirement. It can have
a Rubik's
crippling
cube,
effect.
Over
it's
the
called
air.
Sequence of returns.
We're one of us is
risk you simply cannot afford. We're sound income strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help
you
get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, often, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice
of
business.
How this country was founded, and you investigated a few cases that don't fit in with the traditional narrative.
Pat, you know, between the two of us,
that's right,
how to
including some women and some
on,
minorities.
Steve. We can do better.
There were a lot of
that.
People who participated in our nation's founding and played a key
what,
role,
you sit
either in the drafting
pretty,
of the Constitution,
and I'll fix it.
Or in its ratification,
guy, better yet,
or in
to listen
important
to home
discussions that surrounded those things,
with
that really
and
need
I'm
to be
Pat
told.
Gregory,
these stories are an important part of our history, and they tell us a lot about our time more than we might realize. That's why I wrote this book, Written Out of History.
Get access to over 50
so, tell us
the
story, if you could, if
cover the basement,
Marcy
to the attic,
Warren,
and everything
was a prominent female writer in the Revolution, and very close to John Adams.
A radio program about our home improvement projects.
Mercy Otis Warren was a playwright. She was a polemicist. She was a commentator, very prominently so at the time. She and John Adams were quite close. They had a bit of a falling out about the Constitution during the ratification process. She wrote extensively and otherwise expressed her opinions, her concerns about the Constitution.
When it matters most,
explaining that it
our
could result in a sort of monarchy
of
in miniature,
physicians
that
and nurses
the concentration of power would be facilitated by the new Constitution, and that would erode individual liberty,
care,
resulting in some of the same problems
your
that
full
had
circle of
followed
care.
The American people prior to the Revolution. Now, she and John Adams almost became bitter enemies over this. They had this lengthy exchange of letters. They were quite caustic. They went on for years. As I explained in the book, toward the end
and
of their lives,
back to
they were able to restore
at the
their friendship.
With Kevin Carr. And, we're going to start out this segment by going right into the box
ages.
Office
and warn us
and
today
about
about
last
the risk
week,
of the government.
Which was a disappointing week for Hollywood. Everyone cried here for Hollywood. Hollywood didn't make as much money as they wanted to last week.
Now, I grew up.
The big stumbles were in every single movie that opened.
As a villain,
Men in Black International, it topped, but it topped with only $30 million, which is really disappointing. It's nowhere near
him,
the
and,
money that
had to run
the
off
first
somewhere was accused of,
May,
of treason.
Which came out 20 years ago. So
still sketchy, but certainly
this
with,
is not good
Clay
for the
Hamilton
franchise.
The
I don't know if it's
Broadway,
because it doesn't have Will Smith
gotten,
in it. I don't know if it's because
his
it's a concept
status,
that seems sort of very retro 90s.
So
even when
the
third one came out, it did not do
yes,
great.
Yes, there's much more
recall,
to Aaron Burr than Meet
well
the Eye,
enough,
certainly more than
and I think
what we're
a lot of that
Adam
helped
in the
having
Broadway
Will Smith
Hamilton.
In the film. I mean, that certainly was a big deal. But if
Aaron
you recall,
Burr
it was the lowest grossing movie of
Thomas Jefferson.
The three.
And
that's not even factoring
over the
inflation price. When you factor in inflation price, it's like less than half of what the first
Aaron
movie made. And Men in Black International, they may not even get to $100 million, which is kind of awful for the series.
And he
yes,
due
International
process, right,
may very well
each of
save
the defendants,
Men in
each
Black
of the
International
who
from
Jefferson
being
really
at loss,
wanted removed.
But this
in
is not
because of that,
the franchise,
in part because of his
as they thought.
Insane
I think it goes
level
back to the whole
jealousy.
Thing of saying,
Thomas
was
Jefferson
necessary?
During his second
Nobody
term in office.
Was clamoring for a Men in Black movie.
During
in fact,
which,
the only time I ever heard any sort of interest for another Men in Black movie was
Aaron
when there was the
Burr,
suggestion that they were going to do a 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover. And then everyone was like, that might be kind of fun. But nobody wanted just another one with Thor.
As I explain in the book,
so no one asked for it, and even though it was
through,
kind of a fun movie, it just
a variety of means that relied
a big
upon
deal.
Language
and then
in the Constitution
Shaft
protecting
really
people
got shafted. It didn't even make $10 million
to save his
for
name
such an
and
iconic
even his
role
life, because he would have been executed.
That really kind of floundered. Part of it is
but
because it's
a reminder
20
to
years
us that
the
even a revered early
anyways,
president like Thomas
maybe
Jefferson,
if they just
the
kept
author of the Declaration
of
Independence, himself,
modern black
was still
exploitation
of bad things.
Return, you could have done this, but
yeah,
that one didn't
do
well. And then the dead don't die.
That's
didn't even get into
I wrote
the top
this chapter
10.
Of the book.
It does
it's important
kind of
for Americans
there,
to read and understand.
Especially for mainstream zombie. So it was kind of a dreadful box office this week, and everyone's expecting Toy Story 2
Can
to
I
make up
was
for it. And it very
Indian
well
chief.
May.
Who
but
explained
it's
to Benjamin
be
Franklin
that people want to see.
The principle
I don't think
that we now
wanted to see a new Men in Black movie or a new Shaft movie for that matter.
The original Constitution
and even then, when
and
they
the
did both Men in Black
the idea
and Shaft, they're like, well, let's take these things and we're
going to
change them. We're
going to,
should we call it Women
and
in Black?
You're going to
and
have
let's
a
make a movie
like
that kind of downplays all the coolness of Shaft and made Shaft cool in the 70s and make it more about female empowerment. That's not what a Shaft movie's about. Sorry.
Continue to maintain its own autonomy. This has been
anyways,
an for us
this weekend, Toy Story is going to win by how much? I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate.
It is perhaps the single most important
the
feature of our Constitution. And yet, oddly enough, cannot be taken. Perhaps
you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the home cinema round. This week, I wanted to spotlight the Universal Horror Collection.
And that's why
Volume
I included
1,
him in this
which is not released by Universal, it's released
Mike
by Shout Factory.
Is the author
mainly because Shout Factory
history,
gobbles up the rights to a lot of these vintage
government.
Releases. And that's wonderful because this is a great little collection.
And I've been trying to do some
what's
research
neat
on this
about
and,
it is when you
and,
say Universal
have,
horror movies, what's the first
what
thing you think
is
Dracula, Frankenstein, Wolfman. You think of the Universal Monsters.
I think it's a beverage.
And with good reason. Those were iconic, long-running series that spanned decades.
Whatever Covfefe is, I'm sure it's good. It's probably something that I
of other horror movies, especially back in the 30s, even though they were terribly in vogue. And especially
Mike
as it starts moving into the 40s,
the
you get gangster and film noir kind of taking over the more heavy-handed films, and the monster movies
thank
become
you.
A little more campy with, like, Frankenstein meets Wolfman, and much more for kids. But these fun ones from the 30s, we had a lot of them out there, and a lot of people forget about them. There's a string of movies that Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi started together, and they collect in this box set. I'm going to talk about it specifically. The first two in the case Because they're the best ones there. The first one is the Black
Cat. That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. Until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Rites of Lucifer are celebrated. And if I'm not mistaken, he intends
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control.
The
IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Shows
you're listening to WHCR-DB, 100 in Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the 100 County so Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Rocks. The news is sponsored by the 100 Medical Center.
The next one I
want
to talk about specifically,
Hunterdon Medical
and this
Center
is the
was started by families.
Bela Lugosi stars as a mad scientist obsessed
inside
with the torture
our circle
devices
of care,
of Edgar Allan
we
Poe,
offer coordinated
who uses a
care for your entire
Boris
family,
Karloff,
led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
You've got to save my daughter's life. Dr. Molly.
Full circle.
Can we get
care.
Dr. Mullen?
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral got. Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonmedicalcare.org.
And please try to remember, should anything happen to me, you remain the hideous monster that you are.
USA Radio News.
This one's a
Florida
little
Republican
bit longer by like 10
Ron
minutes,
DeSantis
but it's also
is calling
a bona fide
today a dark day
now,
after a shooting
it has
at
as
a
much
naval
to do with
base.
Edgar Allan Poe.
He confirmed reports that the suspect in the killing of three people and wounding of seven
Poe.
Others
it's not about the Raven,
is a Saudi
it's not about
national.
It's not about
the naval
this bird standing on the pallet bus to palace.
The Republican governor also says
when you have a foreign national
jumping off point,
you know, particularly in that part of the world, the investigation is obviously going to be different than if it were just somebody from a local community. And I think you'll see that as things go on.
More about
the
what
Labor Department
about,
says the U.S. economy added 266,000 jobs in November.
Prominently in there,
it's
but
the
this is a
jump
great little movie
January,
as well.
And unemployment
great performances by
Lugosi.
Great performance by
wages grew 3.1%
sort of
a bit better than last
insane,
month, but
monstrous
still not as
butler.
High as expected for unemployment.
These are the two
low.
Best ones in there. So this one totally rocks.
To
as
USA
well.
It rocks. Radio News.
Excellent.
Now, when you get to the
an
other
official
two,
message
they do,
from
they
Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare
and they also
plans.
Count because they are such a harm.
We're fine with what we have.
Well,
the Invisible
that's what the
Ray
Johnsons thought until
a
they tried
of a
Medicare's
one.
New plan.
That one's well
the
known,
Johnsons,
but
we
it doesn't have a whole lot to it. And it orders more on science fiction than hard.
Come on,
really,
Fred,
a mad scientist movie.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
The jungles of Africa.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company
there's a
presents.
Device where they have to go down there to develop this. And it kind of turns into one of those jungle adventure movies
that
you got
Liberty
in the 30s, especially those series. Stuff like
so
Terry and the Pirates.
Pay for what you need.
Anyone knows me,
I've
you've heard me talk about Terry and the Pirates.
A DJ.
A goofy, goofy serial that Columbia put together. But yeah, it
here's
works
the
as a jungle
part.
Adventure. Now, Black Friday, which was originally going to be called Friday the 13th, Black Friday is even less of a horror movie.
Only pay for what you need.
It is a horror movie in the sense it's written
partly by Kurt
Seidman. The latest report
on kids and tobacco is out
on
USA Radio Network. Chris Barnes has the details.
Transplants
on St. Peter's Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you just got to have another cigarette.
Officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say more than 6 million middle
kind of turns
high school
more into
students
a gangster
have used tobacco in the past month. A CDC survey finding that e-cigarettes are now the most commonly used products, with traditional cigarette use at its lowest point this year. The survey showing that one in three high school students and in eight middle school students are using tobacco. Health experts warn that nicotine is highly addictive in any form and can harm brain development in young people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Fong.
It's a little bit weird to see Lugosi playing not a monster.
Global warming activists are causing havoc with traffic in Washington, D.C.
This is USA Radio News. It pushes into the film noir.
With a recession ending,
if
you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Beach bomb under the Silver Lake, Hotel Mumbai, Wonder Park, Run the Race, and the Will and Grace Revival Season 2.
Military insignia.
That's
and
it
Bible
for this week. I gotta go. When I come back next week, I'm going to be talking about Annabelle Comes Home
since the
9/11
attack.
Until
Mike
then,
Berry is
have
a lawyer
a
with
First
Liberty Institute. He's representing Shields of Strength. He joins Fox News and believes
it's absolutely outrageous that all because of an activist group complaint, the Army has told Shields of Strength
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
For USA Radio
You're listening
News,
to WHCR-DB. You're listening to WHCR-DB. Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Chamber of Commerce.
Brought to you
the voice
by Hunterdon
County Chamber of
the
Commerce.
News the, voice of by the, Hunterdon Medical
the news
Center.
Is sponsored
Hunterdon
by the Hunterdon
Center
Medical Center.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center
was started by families.
Inside our circle
for
of care.
We offer
inside
coordinated
our circle
care
for your entire
we
family.
Coordinated
led by our outstanding family medicine
physicians
and
family medicine physician healthcare
and specialists.
Your full circle
Hunterdon
of care. Healthcare.
If you
your
need full a physician,
of care.
Call Hunterdon Medical Center.
If you need a physician
referral
call
service,
Hunterdon Medical
Center
1-800-511
at 1-800-511
or visit us on the web
HMC.
At